The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here on the 17th of July, 2019. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We got Sue at the helm today. Good morning there, Sue.
Good morning.
You know what?
Great news broadcast.
Your news is so good.
Oh, thank you. You know what
I end up doing is I end up sitting in the truck outside waiting until you're, you know, listening to what you're talking about. Yeah, you know, that's kind of cool. That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. Hey, Linda.
That was a nice compliment.
Thank you so much.
True. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Don't you look nice? You must have a hot date today.
Well, I love that dress.
Thank you.
That is just beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I do have business meetings, and every now and then, you know, it's like, get to an age, I'm like, is this too short?
No, not when you look like Judy. No, it's not too short, honey.
All right, you guys, thank you. I needed the ego boost. I was like, have I been moving around too fast today? I'm like, all of a sudden, you know, where's the fan? Where's the fan? Here's the paper. Okay, I'm going to give you the news. The forecast is going to be hot today with 100. Maybe that's it. Mostly clear tonight with lows of 72. Tomorrow calls for 99 with a lows of 71. Friday, our temperature is going to reach around 96 with overnight lows of 71. And Saturday, 98 with overnight lows of around 72. Clear skies throughout the week. Sunday will be hot with 99. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts. We love this, guys. The Kinney family. Unsung heroes.
They are.
Do so much in our community that you don't know about. So if you've got any kind of propane needs or any kind of issues or any kind of questions when it comes to that, please head out to Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go. Hey, things that are happening. I just saw something. You know, in the baseball is experimenting down in the minor leagues with robocalls, with the robo-ump, I mean. So the robo-ump is the what happens is they've got the strike zone set using computers and all this. I mean, they're not right there at the behind the plate. There's an umpire behind the plate because, you know, you still have to call people out and, you know, fouls and all that kind of stuff. But the manager who was a former Cy Young winner for the one team, after they were down 2-0, he goes out to talk to his pitcher, and he turns around to the umpire and says, "Do your, you know, blanking job." And the umpire says, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm getting the calls in my ear," because the umpire sits there and he's got an earplug in. And after the pitch is made, the robo call, you know, the robo ump makes the call. And the manager turns around and says something else. So he gets thrown out. He gets thrown out for arguing with the robot. But it's not really, I guess he was arguing with the umpire. But can you imagine this, that we're going to have robots calling balls and strikes?
No.
In the national, in the national league, or the baseball, professional baseball, Major League Baseball. I find this abhorrent.
Then there's
I find it abhorrent that they would do this, because baseball is a game of individuals and teams.
And human spirit.
And human spirit. So now you're going to have a machine, which, by the way, if you have a machine, you can hack into a machine. And so what if it changes the, you know, the strike zone for, you know, one team just a little bit, but just enough?
One more thing they're dipping into, and I don't want to be the conspiratorial person, believe me, we know many of them, but believe me, and many of conspiracist theorists, if you will.
If that's a word.
Actually, there should be a class on it. Our loyal listeners, and we have a very big friends, like the circle of friends that tend to believe in the same, and I'm kind of leaning in towards, if you were at a game and there was a robot, but is this the future? I mean, a robot is calling the game, I guess because of its accuracy, the human condition,
well, that's
meaning
the
guy
idea.
Who's the umpire, whatever, may have had three beers the night before, partied with people, couldn't see as clearly, or maybe wasn't as on top of his game as possible, because
unlike,
this is a human condition.
Unlike the baseball players who probably don't have beers the night before.
No, I'm just saying either side.
You don't have to be a conspiracy. We don't have conspiracy theorists. I guess you could depend on what that is. Is that a conspiracy?
Robots are taking over. That's the conspiracy. That we're being brainwashed, that robots are going to be fixing our food.
No, a conspiracy is when you think all of these things are happening. Like a conspiracy theory is the...
Don't even get me going on climate change.
Conspiracy theory is something like Sandy Hook, that didn't happen. And these things are deniers. Where what you're talking about is the progression of machines taking over human jobs.
And why
is that?
As opposed
to that. Well, it's because they can
have... A human has got to brainwash the baseball commissioner or whoever is in charge to let them know that that's going to be a better outcome.
They have to convince them. Is that brainwashing? If you convince me that it's better that you drive here, are you brainwashing me? Are you just convincing me?
I don't know. That's, I guess,
brainwashing
a question for the experts.
Brainwashing is when you... No more coffee for you in the morning. That's it. One cup. That's it.
Snap up, buddy. Okay, now what?
Well, now you've got me going on these other things. Robots are a progression of tech. That you have robots in warehouses that can go back and forth and lift these boxes, put them up on the shelves, go back and forth. They don't get sick. They don't not show up for work. They don't have three beers the night before. They just do it. They go out, they unload trucks, bring them in. Soon that, and it takes the place of humans. Now, what the humans are trained to do then is to make sure the robots are still running. So, but when you get into things like that, but now when you get into baseball, where you have a machine calling balls and strikes, it takes away something from the game.
From the human spirit. Just like, okay, you know where my mind went? The next thing you know, if you open this seam, the next thing you know is you're going to have robots at the Olympics.
Doing what?
Calling.
Well.
Being exactly what happens in baseball. You'll have robots in the Olympics. Do you want robots in the Olympics? What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Because
what are robots in the Olympics going
to
do?
You're talking about that they're calling games.
They're calling balls and strikes. They're not they are calling the balls and strikes. They are not calling them out at first base. Though you could see that happening because with cameras and they can do instant replay inside a machine and say that guy was safe or out. I mean, that could come next. The whole thing is when you take away the human element of a sport, it changes the sport. It changes the sport. Progress is here. When we went to Home Depot in our own counter protest to Home Depot by going down there and buying something, we went to a check yourself out line, and we checked ourselves out. That's progress. It doesn't mean.
Did you feel something wrong with the human condition? That is a whole different. It's an innate object. When you're talking about the spirit of a game, and then all of a sudden you're bringing in an electronic brain,
it just totally changes the
human, and there's human error. And yes, human error has caused games to actually be lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But it's part of part of a champion? It's part of a champion is to deal with loss.
Yeah, and to deal with challenges.
Yes.
But that's why we need to keep the human factor in there.
Yes.
We're agreeing on that.
Okay.
I'm just saying
you're rolling your eyes at me like I'm really weird when I start talking about the Olympics. And I'm like, okay, with me? Are my listeners with me? Or are we just like, I've had too many cups of coffee? Because we're on a roll here about, I'm in, you know, about robots.
I've got more stuff after the break.
Okay.
This portion, thank God. Thank God. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, which are people coming out to your house.
Yes.
They are not robots coming out to your house, crawling underneath the house to make sure your air ducts are working, changing the filters. If you have a, your air conditioner do the most horrible thing, like just die, call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. Give them a call. Give Martin's people, and probably even Martin, because he loves challenges, come on out there and fix your air conditioner so you don't burn up. Learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a break.
We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Loud.
Wow.
Welcome back to Freak Fire Radio. And the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We had a phone call during the break. I'm not sure, but it was something about, do not pick on us. Do not pick on us. We run your cars. We run your electricity. We run your home. You say something else, your dog will be found in the backyard.
Stop.
You know what? But you're right. You know, I mean, there. You know, I love your passion. And I do love your passion, but you're absolutely right. It's part of the game is the human endeavor. And when you start putting machines into games like this in sports, it changes things. It just changes things. Okay, replays, I can understand replays. But to have a machine making basic decisions like balls or strikes, I see so many things that are wrong with that, including being able to hack into it.
All right. So my mind flashed onto this, and I'm curious because I want to know if our listeners are one of those, if you're guilty of this. We went to see, of course, we attended the concert Cheap Trick. Three rows in front of us, the people did nothing but to record the entire show, which means they're looking at their cell phone, not the show. How many people do that? Or how many people, when you see a baseball game, going back to the baseball game, now when you're watching what's happening behind the bases, you're seeing half the people with their cell phones, like tape recording the entire thing. And I'm thinking, okay, so you have a machine now or an instrument or a, whatever you want to call it, recording, I guess, you know, in between you and the human experience. And this has become a norm. So speaking of which, today is World Emoji Day.
Of course it is.
It's World Emoji Day.
Which is the most emojis? Which emoji is used the most?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I'm sure one of our people will find out which emoji is used the most.
I use hearts and the smiley face with hearts in the eyes. I kind of search a little bit, and I thought, I don't have time for this. You know, it's hard to try to find a champagne glass and a cake. So I do that, and then, or a clap, and I mean, but oh my God. So how about you? What do you use the most?
It's a symbol of a glass of bourbon. Okay.
Oh, okay. So I have them. Ashley, go ahead, Sue. Go ahead.
Okay, number one, the face with the tears of joy.
Laughing out loud. LOL. That's replaced LOL. Okay.
The loud crying face is number two with just the straight, you know, stream of tears coming down.
Okay.
Number three, smiley face with the heart eyes.
Okay.
Red heart, number four. The backhand index pointing right. So, you know, if you're pointing. Purple heart, number six. Two hearts, number seven. Number eight, the smiley face with smiley eyes. Number nine, thinking face where, you know, it's going, you know. And the prayer, the folded hands, number 10.
Okay, like that one.
This other one has pretty much those, except number nine is the thumbs up, and number 10 is the pile of poo.
That I believe.
The pile of poo. Is it steaming?
Anyway.
That means that's fresh.
Okay.
It's not sitting around for a while. Is that gross?
Did I talk about Chris Pratt and what's going on?
No, but that's a fresh steam right there.
All right, Chris Pratt, who, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and all this, but he's also a farmer and a rancher. He believes in from farm to table. You know, he says lamb to table. You know,
he
from
just
farm
married
to table.
Schwarzenegger.
But he was seen in Nashville. He was wearing a T-shirt. The old Gadsden T-shirt. The Gadsden T-shirt is the one that was designed by a Revolutionary War general, Gadsden. And what it is, it's a snake that's coiled with the words "Don't tread on me" from the Revolutionary War, which is you've seen it ever since then. You can buy flags, you can buy shirts, and all these things. Well, he's wearing one of these shirts, and he immediately gets attacked
in Nashville.
Well. No, on Twitter, because they saw the photos. Mm. Chris Pratt's a pretty big boy. I don't know if they'd be going out and trying to punch him. But they're saying he's wearing symbols of the white nationalist movement, which is ridiculous. I mean, does that mean if people, the Proud Boys or whoever the white nationalists, if they wear a polo type shirt that you're wearing a shirt that's that indicates white supremacy? And the push back was huge, saying – hey, wait a minute. This is a shirt that's been around since the Revolutionary War. Metallica wears it. The U.S. men's soccer team wears it. There's so many, you know, that I don't know if I have one, but I think I'll go out and buy one now. But this is just how ridiculous we've gotten in our country, my friends, that everything that's done can be a symbol of bad. That, you know, in a senior living facility, when they wanted to do the Pledge of Allegiance, they made them go into a little room to do it. What's going on here? What's going on in our lives where towns do not want to start the meetings off at the city council with the Pledge of Allegiance because, oh, we want to be inclusive and this would probably bother some people? What's going on with that? I mean, where did we start? It must have started decades ago that we have reached the point where everything is offensive. Well, you can just imagine how I get along with people. I don't even, you know what, when it gets to Facebook, I read things and I go, I can't believe people I know are actually saying stuff like this. You know, the word atrocity and border being used, and I've already gone off on this for 2 days. I'm not going to get started again, but it's that kind of thing. It's the attacks, the constant attacks. The only thing I can say to the Democrats out there is your really left side there, your socialist side, that every one of your candidates are rushing to try and gain, you know, the support of several thousand people instead of several hundred million people is ridiculous. Joe Biden, who ends up standing on the stage saying, I'm a revolutionary. I'm a revolutionary. Really, Joe? You're a revolutionary? Oh, you know, it's getting to the point that every time this happens, that the attacks happen and the people like this with Chris Pratt, who, you know, gets attacked because he's wearing a T-shirt that goes all the way back to, you know, its history goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War. I mean, what is going on here?
The removal of statues everywhere that has anything to do with history.
They're pulling down paintings of George Washington. They want to rename Jefferson and Washington University back in Virginia. I've got to look that up.
Why can't you learn from history? Here's the thing that I would, if I had children, young children, I would say learn from history. It's the most powerful thing because it did happen. Doesn't mean you erase it and recreate it because that's a bunch of BS.
So
it did not happen. You're trying to make something today pretend and whitewash and code it and erase it about what really happened.
If you want to do something, put it in perspective.
Exactly.
You know, okay, this soldier back then, you know, was this in the Civil War. Robert E. Lee, during the Civil War, was the general commanding all of the Confederate forces. At that time, he was defending what he believed in and what the South believed in. Now, you can say that slavery, true, slavery was a big part of it because of what the economy was based on, but also it was states' rights and not having a large government tell you what to do. And yet now, in the last 4 years, we want to tear down statues of Lee because he symbolizes slavery. Instead of saying this man during this time and put it in perspective of what the country was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to put a plaque out in front that says Robert E. Lee was, you know, in the leader of the Confederate forces that fought, you know, to leave the Union and slavery and talk about slavery and this, and, you know, and it'll talk about it is one thing. But you're right, hon. You can't just erase history and try to, you know, and just say it didn't happen. If it's not there, it didn't happen.
So where does a slippery slope go? It's almost as if the Holocaust didn't happen. I mean, you can think, oh, my God, roll your eyes like that's extremism. No, it's not. Because once you start to do this, somewhere somebody said take a statue down. Somewhere said we're going to rename. And then from there, it just slid into let's remove anything with history that had to do with slavery, had to do with the way people fought necessarily. I mean, You know, I did my, my lineage, if you will, and it went back to a certain period of time where in the Snook family, there were tobacco farmers. Oh, my God. I mean, I haven't looked back in there, but there could have been, you know, I don't know. In those days, we could have been in my, how many generations? 10 back? We're talking 1700s.
It could be 1700s or 1600s. But the point is that, you know, when they point out that McConnell, from the Senator McConnell from Kentucky, his family owned 14 slaves. Well, so did Barack Obama's family owned 14 or 15 slaves. So, this, you know, you got to put all this into perspective. So McConnell is against reparations because he owned slaves. Well, Obama was against reparations years ago. Is it because he owned slaves? His family owned slaves? I don't think so. I think that you got to look at this whole thing. Anyway.
And who's going to do that? Who is going to look at it?
Well,
our teachers?
We will eventually. Well, and see, there's the other thing is what's being taught. Is it being taught? Is that we should pay reparations?
It's not going to happen in the government. You can't expect
The government will never vote for. Well, I shouldn't say that because the government votes for things I never thought they'd vote for. But will reparations be part of it? I mean, am I paying for the sins of the grandfathers? Because my family, I can probably go back and see when they came from, and probably pretty sure they didn't own slaves. So am I paying for the sins of people from the 1600s and 1700s because they had slaves? And then how do we pick out who gets the reparations? I mean, this whole thing is, we have to give people $1,000 because of, or $10,000 because, you know, they were set back from slavery. Well, it has to be explained. Let me put it this way. It has to be explained much more to me and in more inclusive about why and how and who before I could ever get serious about even thinking about it.
And we've gone over the break. Okay. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by
B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has got great, 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 great deals going on right now. And if you're a first responder or a veteran, you get the Stars and Stripes package. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474. And it's for qualified military veterans and first responders. But you can get some super deals there under the Stars and Stripes package. But the only way you're going to do it is to call Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite at 241-3474, 241-DISH, your local premier satellite dealer. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:33 in the morning. It's 74 degrees out there, going up to 101 today.
And the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Reading.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:38 in the morning. It's 75 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, I want to talk two things. The Trump tweets, but also how our producer, Padawan Esses, is gathering up a convoy for September 20th to head on out to Area 51. We thought we needed a ready contingent to go out there with a million other people that's going to rush Area 51 because we want to see them aliens. Now, the Air Force is saying is that they don't take this kindly and that they're going to bring in extra people and all this. But really, come on, what are you going to do with a million people out there surrounding a place the size of Connecticut? See, what you have to do is you can't just get around all the different sides of it. You've got to put a million people and make them into a wedge, okay? And then you attack. You don't even attack. You just start moving forward. And you go through the fences, and then you just keep heading. Now, how are they going to stop a million people? Well, I mean, I'm just wondering. So we thought maybe we should put together a convoy from Redding. I mean, Redding doesn't have people that would do things. I mean, are we strange enough to do that?
Okay.
I was just talking, Padawan, how you would take – you're going to lead the convoy from Redding to go to Area 51 and join with the other million –
He just volunteered you.
The other million people out there. But I want you to organize the million people into a wedge so that as they come forward – the Air Force isn't going to kill citizens – And so when you get in there, I just want to know if you get down to the sixth level, what kind of aliens they have in there.
I think you'll be dramatically disappointed in the kind of aliens.
Yes, I agree.
Could be. There's that many coming across the border right now. I mean, I don't see why. So you might find ones from Guatemala. I don't know. Do you think Mars? The planet Eros?
Oh, yeah. Was it Europa?
I'm not sure.
Is one of the moons of Jupiter, and they have oceans that are far deeper, which means more than likely, if there is life, it'll be far larger than on Earth. And
we'll have that amphibian-looking
spaceships.
Little gilly things.
If there is life out there, I doubt it's sentient.
Okay. Well, when are you going to leave? It's supposed to be September 20th at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. I'll put in my PTO.
When you're going to leave? Are you going to leave like a few days early? Because there's going to be a lot of people out there.
Millions.
Yeah. See, if people know where I am ahead of time, then I'm more likely to get caught.
Yes.
So
okay.
I'm not going to announce it on the air.
Okay.
You have to wear that special costume you had, in fact, the whole group should leave from Comic-Con.
Yes.
And drive down there.
We'll do
and
that.
And then there'll be a coalition.
We'll have half of us.
And then we'll be alien sightings.
Outfits,
yes.
And then half of us in
true alien sightings.
Black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that everyone will be focused on everybody wearing the don't tread on me shirts that nobody's going to notice the convoy
in
black.
There you go. Okay. I've had fun with this, but it's probably time to put it aside.
Okay. I wanted to bring, we have a couple things that Sue had talked about. There were fires.
Yeah,
three fires yesterday.
Three fires in Shasta County.
And some road closures and conditions.
Westside Road in Redding had a fire at a paper shredding business, and then out in Happy Valley, a vegetation fire, and Mountain Gate up in Fallendale Road had another fire out there. Now, this doesn't include the fires that we've seen in Cottonwood, which appear to be set. And have we seen a fire, Sue, in the last few days over that?
Over the possible arson suspect in Cottonwood, we have not, but we have had fires reported in that area.
Okay.
So, I can't say how recent they were, but I know that they're still searching for a subject that was involved in those possible arson fires. Now they're really saying, yeah, that's it. But one thing, we really need to focus on is just being safe out there. I mean, the fire that started at Mountain Gate was caused by someone smoking in dry vegetation.
Ugh.
I mean, come on, that's totally avoidable.
Mm-hmm.
But, things happen. So we just need to be on the lookout. And just if you see someone or you see anything unusual, you see smoke, it's okay to call. I mean, even if it's a prescribed burn, if it's near your place, you're like, hey, I haven't heard anything, it's okay to call the authorities and report it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
There is a reward offered for the if information leading to the arrest of the arsonist in Cottonwood. The last update I'm seeing on it right now is $2,500. So if
this arsonist has been on the loose, if I'm not mistaken,
for a month.
Well, I think that there was an arsonist in Cottonwood last year that did some major damage.
Yeah, but they think they caught him.
Oh,
okay.
He could be out. We just, we don't know.
Oh.
And it's happening at night. So, yeah.
Yeah, they did catch an arsonist October 26th in Cottonwood.
Yeah,
okay.
That was one. Now, when we come after the break, and Undersheriff Eric Magrinha will be joining us. He's going to talk about a new program, which is using cameras, not only, of course, on police cars, but also if you have a camera at your house or in your business, they want to include that in their ability to hunt down lawbreakers.
Okay, and speaking of fires, I promised that I would announce this today. There's a gal by the name of Suzanne Gibbs. She has a home out in French Gulch, and her home was spared. Lou White, our friend, was out there, and there were 10 houses, I think, out in that whole stretch out there that were spared that didn't come out of the fire. So what she's done, she's doing original oils, and it's called the Car Fire Art Exhibition, which will be at Mosaic Art Gallery. So there's a gallery when you walk between the Sheraton and Mosaic Restaurant in a hall there. From 6 to 8, July 23rd, they'll be up there for 3 months. But the artist has used actual ash left behind by the car fire mixed with oil paint to create a uniquely textured and colored canvases reflecting her perspective of this wildfire. fire. So you get to meet her on opening night, July 23rd from 6 to 8. Complimentary refreshments will be served. And you may just want to go check that out because, you know, I think that's pretty incredible. Everybody was in complete horror during that period of time.
Yeah, I mean, it still is when you go out and look around. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. 7:45 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Correctmaster Windshield Repairs. There's nothing that this man does not know about repairing windshields, whether it's a little bitty chip that could turn into a crack or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix this. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't mess around. He doesn't waste your time. He fixes the windshield. And he guarantees it for life. It doesn't get any better than that. You will not be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Charlie's. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
Currently 74 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, we're going to have temperatures around 100 today with our lows of 72.
Okay. Hey, Doug Emhoff voted against a House resolution condemning President Trump's recent tweets telling members of Congress to go back to where they came from on Tuesday, defending the president, saying he is not a racist. The resolution was approved 240 to 187, largely along party lines, with four Republicans and one independent joining the Democrats. However, LaMoffa said he felt Democrats were holding the president to a double standard by issuing a resolution against tweets he wrote about the four congresswomen on Sunday. While Democrats apply a double standard to the president's tweets that they do not apply to the actions of their members, I will not play along. LaMoffa said the president is not a racist, and those who would suggest otherwise are knowingly mischaracterizing his comments. Now, what exactly were President Trump's tweet? What he tweeted was, on Sunday, so interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe now telling the U.S. how to run its government. He did not mention the four by name. And then he said, why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from where they came, then come back and show us how it's done. Now, I see where you could probably say, oh, why don't you go back from where you came? And I can see where people could be upset about this. What he said was, why don't you just go back and fix those places and then from where you came? Well, three of the congresswomen were born in the United States. So, I mean, maybe they should go back to, the Bronx or wherever they're from, or that part of Minnesota if they're having problems in doing it. I think they could have been said better. But what it did was it focused everybody on something totally different. And this is what Trump does. In the Snook House, we call it the chandelier story. The women in the Snook House are talking, and the patriarch of the clan looks up and he says, do we need a new light in the chandelier? All the girls look up and look at the chandelier, and they start talking about lighting, completely changing the subject. Mm-hmm. Completely changing the subject.
He was an expert. He is an expert.
He is an expert. He does it all. And I watch him do it, and I watch him smile afterwards.
Seamless.
It is. And so I'm thinking to myself, is this the chandelier? Is this the chandelier move by President Trump? Things are going. He just says, let's just get them going this way. And he just gets some people going crazy in that direction until the next time he tweets something. He's controlling the media. He's controlling the story of what's going on. Now, his stories sometimes are strange, if not other things. But here's the one thing that I like about Trump. Here's one of the things I like about Trump. He didn't back down. We in the Republican Party are those Republicans, because I have moved away from the Republican Party. I really have. Now, am I moving toward the Democratic Party? No. So I'm moving into that independent realm.
Right.
Where I am looking at what exactly are these parties doing, and are they helping our country? Well, I see decisions being made closer to my beliefs in the Republican Party than for sure the Democrats, who are moving far left. But I see Trump changing the stories, and it just has the news media running in circles, chasing their tails and biting themselves, trying to see what else they can say. We've changed the news media, and now I would say the majority of the people in this country do not trust the news media. Nope. And there's for reason that it used to be two sources, something you could pin down. Now it can be somebody that hands you a piece of paper and they run right and say it on the air, and 4 hours later have to retract it because they're just being stupid. So
They don't often retract it, though.
Well,
as one who spent a fair amount of time in broadcast media.
Until they're, until they're really caught. Caught and hammered. Then they have to back off. You know, I just went through yesterday. I was going through some excerpts I'm going to start putting on the air here now that we've got this new technology, and I was just watching the night of the election. Or the morning of the election, when all these pundits were saying Trump was going to lose by a landslide. There was no doubt in their mind he was going to lose. These were, pollsters, everybody, landslide. Well, of course, we know what happened. And then watching them that night, it was just hilarious. Watching them, because they didn't want to say it. He's won. Oh, my gosh, the earth has moved. Well, guess what? The American people have spoken. And whether you like it or not, this country is based on the Electoral College. And there's a reason for that. It's to protect all of us, not just the people in L.A. or New York. So and now we have the Democrats wanting to do away with the Electoral College. They want to do away with your insurance, Medicare for all. They want to open borders. They want to have people in. As soon as you walk across the border, you get Medicare. When we aren't even taking care of our veterans right now. Veterans are out there still dying because they don't have the medical care. They can't get it, or it makes it hard for them. Trump just signed something that said, hey, it's going to make it easier for you to get medical assistance in your own hometown. But, I mean, what we're doing is, what happened to the old adage of taking care of your family first, then taking care of the people, you know, outside your family? This is like just bringing in, like you're in your home and all of a sudden 20 people want to come in to your home. Now you got to feed them. You've got to make sure they get medical care. They got to be educated, and you can't even understand them. They can't ask you for it. So they tell me now you have to learn my language so you can help me. I mean, there's something. Our immigration system is so busted, and everybody's been saying this for 20 years, yet not one president has done anything to try and fix this. And if you don't control your border, you're not going to control your immigration. I mean, it's just simple. You lock your house to keep intruders out, and then you choose the ones you want to have come into your house.
But let's just back up for a minute. When you say no president has done anything to help immigration, I want you to think about that, because bills could have gone into the House, maybe not passed, not gotten through Congress.
That's true. Okay,
so
that's true.
There's a body and a wall of people banning and barring, and there's probably been some incredible bills that have entered into the House that have not ever been passed.
Never made it out, right. But you need the leadership at the very top. Now, they talk about it, but nothing was ever done. And this is the problem we have. The hatred that our two parties have for each other, and the pulling of the Democratic Party so far to the left is frightening. It's just frightening. And the other things that they are doing, when it comes to everything from the Second Amendment to the First Amendment to law enforcement, I mean, all the things that they're wanting to change will dramatically change the country that rebuilt the world and is still the strongest nation on earth, but not if we continue going in this direction. And this is why all the people that are attacking Trump, every time they do this in the news and all this, he just gains another 100,000 people. He still collects more money than anybody by far. When it comes to re-election,
so
what they're doing is they're setting themselves up for a huge loss in 2020. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Undersheriff Eric McGreeny with us at talking about that new program where they're going to ask the citizens to participate in catching thieves. No, and he's not talking about having a shotgun, running down the street, and just making sure the person does not steal your bicycle again. Though, no, then you're the aggressor. You can't do that. They've got another program that sounds pretty interesting. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 75 degrees, going up to 101 today. Weather Report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. El Chapo going away for life. Notorious Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman sentenced to life in a maximum security U.S. prison.
While El Chapo's lawyers insist he was framed, the government says evidence showed that under his orders, the Sinaloa cartel was responsible for multiple murders and for smuggling mountains of cocaine and other drugs into the United States during his 25-year reign.
And correspondent Matt Small saying there's no chance of parole for El Chapo. A Democrat congressman says he'll try to get the House to vote today on whether to consider articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Texas Congressman Al Green says he'll push for a vote on whether to proceed to articles of impeachment in the House later today. This after Green used a procedural maneuver to introduce the articles last evening. The effort is opposed by Democratic leadership and is expected to fail. It's the third time Green has pushed for impeachment. The previous two attempts fell well short of the votes needed to advance.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Summertime and the living is hot. Massive heat wave enveloping big metro areas from east to west.
That's going to include some of the major cities along the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C. up to New York City. But if you go to the west, the temperatures are going to be hot as well, and that's going to include some major cities like Chicago, down to St. Louis, southward to Memphis. So there's not going to be too many areas where you can really go to avoid the heat.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison with the usual sound advice. Stay hydrated. Try to avoid any strenuous outdoor activity during the hottest parts of the day. Although contractors started building more single-family houses last month, apartment construction stalled. That led to an overall drop of close to 1% in home building in June. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow down about 52 points, the S&P is off 9, the NASDAQ Composite Index down 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Russian help in the Mideast. We get the latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
Israeli media reports say Israel and the U.S. called on Russia to help expel from Syria all Iranian personnel as well as proxy groups working for Iran. The request came in late June at a meeting in Jerusalem of the Israeli, American, and Russian national security advisors. The selling point, it would help Moscow cement the gains it has made since intervening in the Syrian civil war in 2015. The war, which began in 2011, made it seem that the end was nigh for embattled Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. However, intervention by Moscow and Tehran forestalled that. Israel, for its part, is concerned that by being in neighboring Syria, Iran and its proxies have opened an additional front against the Jewish state. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. NASA marks the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins was alone in lunar orbit in the command module when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were on the surface of the moon. He says there was no need for them to talk about what would happen if the two got stranded.
We weren't that stupid. We knew darn well if they couldn't get off from the moon, they were dead men.
Flight director Gary Griffin says he was too busy to think about the history being made.
Should have thought about it, but I didn't have time.
And in Huntsville, Alabama, where the Saturn V rocket was made.
Three,
5,000 small rockets firing at once to mark the liftoff of Apollo 11. I'm Tim McGuire.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. He retired at the age of 90, and John Paul Stevens died at 99. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning. Wednesday, the 17th of July. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda. What's it look like?
Well, good morning, everybody. And I know you say less caffeine.
No, they said more decaf.
I say bring it on. Less caffeine.
Linda,
all right.
Linda is fired up this morning. We got into robots.
78 degrees. Oh, 78 degrees. Currently in the downtown studios today will be around 100 degrees, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 72. Tomorrow calls for 99 and mostly clear tomorrow night with lows of 71. Friday calls for 96 with a low of 71. Saturday 98 and Sunday 99. Okay, clear skies throughout the rest of the week. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Sorry, baby. Sue, all the road closures.
Okay, first we're going to start with a hit and run. No injuries reported. This is at Bowman Road and Hooker Creek Road this morning. A traffic hazard reported this morning on 44 at Millville Plains Road. Also, construction underway. Quite a few areas of construction if you're traveling. Now, if you're heading towards the coast on 299, expect delays, especially if you're near Whiskeytown Lake from 0.2 miles east of Oak Bottom Road to Whiskey Creek Road. Also, between Deloma and Weaverville, expect delays. If you are traveling between Anderson all the way down to Cottonwood, we do have construction widening Interstate 5, northbound Interstate 5 along the I-5 corridor. Expect delays, especially if you are near Mountain Gate all the way to Fondale Road and Lakehead, Lakeshore Drive, and between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta. If you're traveling 44, traffic delays near Old Station this morning. Once again, on 44 this morning, we did have an incident at Millville Plains Road, so be careful. Once again, traffic slowing, and that's your early morning commute.
Okay, Sue, thanks a lot. I'd like to remind everybody that July 20th, this weekend, is the Anderson Rotary Prime Rib Dinner, $35 tickets, but they have, it opens at 6:30. The doors open at 5, and there's all types of great raffles and special gun drawings, general raffle, great prizes. Call 365-3254 for ticket info. All proceeds to benefit the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, California. So it's a great, great event there. And I want to also remind people that Goosebumps, The Science of Fear, is over at Turtle Bay. And you know what? If you haven't been scared lately, now, when you say scared, I mean scared. You can go in there, and if you have a fear of falling, they've got one of those little machine things that sets up that gives you the fear of falling. I think there's bugs. There's all that fear of loud noises, fear of electric shock, fear of animals, fear of falling. That's all in here at Turtle Bay. And if you're a Turtle Bay member, you get to go there free. Every exhibit they have, every display they have is free. The only money you would spend is maybe a dollar for the cup of nectar for the lorikeets. And if you do it just right, little kids don't notice if you pour it on their head, you know, just a little bit, and the lorikeets land on
their
heads.
Don't do that. That could, like, cause a, you know, phobia for the rest of your life.
Well, how many lorikeets do you see in your life?
Okay.
Got it. You know, but speaking of somebody that's got it going on the ball, I did it to my grandson. He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
We have undersheriff. Is that the right term, undersheriff? Or is it?
It is.
It's because you're kind of like, number, you're the XO, you're the executive officer, kind of, it runs everything when the
right.
Sheriff's not there.
Operations, budget, personnel, all of the above.
Good. All the above. Eric McGreeny.
Hey, Eric.
Happy, what is today? Wednesday, hump day.
Yeah, so what do we call you? What's your title?
You can call me Eric.
Oh, well, I want to call you Sheriff.
You can call me Undersheriff.
Undersheriff, all right.
Okay.
U.S., we're going to call you U.S.
U.S.
All right.
U.S. McGreeny.
Good morning.
I like it.
How's everyone doing?
Great. Hey,
good.
You know what? Y'all just announced a new program.
We did.
Out.
We did. We put out a press release last night It's called SCRAM. I think it is all these acronyms that I have floating in my head. Security camera, registration and mapping, something like that. But it's basically what it is it's a voluntary program. And what we're asking is everybody has the Ring doorbell adapter, not that I'm giving a promo here, and their own security cameras within the houses, outside their homes. And if we have a crime that's committed in your neighborhood, we might be interested in what that your camera captured. Did it see the vehicle getting away or coming into the area?
People walking down the street, checking cars.
So right now, we're forced, if we have a major incident and where we're needing to capture video surveillance or check, we're having to go door-to-door and ask. And that creates a lot of time and effort that can be spent investigating instead of knocking on doors. So now, if people voluntarily sign up for this, they can register, they can go to our website, and all they're saying is they're not giving us access. So make no mistake, this isn't a privacy breach, anything like that. They're just saying, hey, I have a camera at this address. It captures the driveway or the roadway or the street, something of that nature, my gate that might have a vehicle passing by on the roadway. That way we know if something happens in that neighborhood, we can just pull up and go, okay, you go to this address because they have a camera. You, detective, you go to this address. And at the same time, by signing up, we're hoping we're gaining your compliance in that if something did happen in your area, you'd allow us to have access to and or video. You can give us a copy. It's not like we have to come into your home and sit down at your computer. That's not what we're asking. We're just saying, do you have it, and would you want to cooperate with us in the case of an event where something happened in your neighborhood?
Well, let me tell you, if you remember a year ago, maybe it's 2 years now, where the person was racing down Court Street and caused a big wreck. It was in the story, or I was talking to a police officer, that they had her on like 15 or 20 different cameras. And I went, you have that many cameras? He goes, oh, no. All the businesses have these cameras.
Right.
And we went down and asked them, and we were able to track her up and down the street because of business cameras, and people were, you know, trying to protect their what they have.
Yeah, and it's so economical now. I mean, I know we have one where I live. I know a lot of my neighbors do. We have that Ring neighborhood alert system. So it's so cheap, and so many people have them, and they're such a great tool that we're just asking for the public's help, and it's just cooperation. We work well with our community here in the North State, so we're just looking for that extra assistance just to save time, so we're not having to go door-to-door and ask. So,
I would like to have a company on and see what, because I know you buy them, I think, at Costco, and you see them interviewed all the time, but what company, somebody can install it and they want one, there's got to be a company, and if anybody's listening right now, would love to have a call or send us an email about what company's coming and install that for your front door or for perhaps your driveway or, you know, that's going to do that. A lot of people don't have time or don't have the skill set.
Yeah.
I being one of them.
Some of them are based on the solar.
I'll do it, Trey.
It runs on solar, runs into a battery, and it ties wirelessly right into your internet.
Yep.
And you can actually see from your phone,
exactly.
No matter where you are, there's somebody outside your house. Now,
or when the turkeys come into the yard and it sets off your motion.
Oh, boy.
Alarm.
Oh, don't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You really,
here we go.
Here you go.
Hit a nerve.
Okay. You had to throw it in there, didn't you? Yeah, okay. That's okay. You know, the fact is that we've got ours linked to semi-automatic shotguns.
Okay.
We pretty much have a 360 around
it. Carl, knowing you probably have mortars. You probably.
Hey, you know what? You know, if you want to send your very best,
yes.
Right, you know, I think this is a great idea. And I, you know, we're sharing this, and we wanted to talk about it today, sharing it out on Facebook and in the website, because what this is purely voluntary.
Correct.
And it just lets the police and the sheriff's office know that, hey, we've got like 8 cameras up and down our street.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, and some of them are pointed at the street. And so that if something happens there, hey, look what I have. I have a video of this car going by. And with today's, even if the cameras aren't the highest resolution, we have software that can bring that up.
Enhance it, yeah.
That can enhance that.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. This is not big government.
No.
This is not, CIA work over here. This is just simply helping us be efficient, to be more expedient in solving these crimes. And it's, like I said, if you don't want, you can tell us. And then if we have something, at least we have somebody to contact. We can say, hey, can you review your own camera system? We don't need to come in and look at it. Can you review your own? If you have something, you see a license plate, you see a suspicious vehicle, you can write that down, call it in, email us. This isn't asking to come into your house to review everything, to try to get an upper hand here on
what we're looking at. Everybody knows we have a crime problem.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. Think of this as a force multiplier. We don't have the personnel, but what we can do is assist our police and our sheriff in combating crime. And this, you know, not necessarily murders, but maybe it's a fire gets started. And how did he get started? You know, in places, arson or just maybe an accident, but still, it helps us. It helps the police and the sheriff because we don't have the manpower to be able to get more information from the citizens they're protecting. Okay.
If nothing else, I mean, if this information gets out and the crooks know it, maybe it's a deterrent, you know, as well. Yeah, hopefully people are.
There's thousands of cameras around this town.
Right. And
thousands.
That has an impact, I would hope.
We have one business I know of. It says, smile, you're on camera. Well, something happened in that area, and the police came over and said, hey, can we see your footage? And the answer to that was, well, I have the sign. I don't have the camera.
Oh, no.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here.
Well, yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
why not?
I like it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark has started this business well over 15 years ago. And it's for one reason. It's to help your loved ones be safe and happy in their own homes. So how she does this is whether you need her for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, you give her a call. Sharon comes over. They work out a plan that works for you. And then she provides some of the best help you're going to find. Everybody trained. They've all had background investigations, drug screening, everything. You don't have to worry about that at all. But you can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Okay, now, somebody wants to know what the contact number is to get into this program.
So I will have to get online here and look, but you can go to our website, shastasheriff.org.com.whatever you want it to be. Just type in Shasta Sheriff, and you can register right there. We have all the contact information right on our website.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. 8:17 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, going up to 101 today.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play. Prizes are a brand new range of bass boats. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime. Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids. For a full year from date of purchase, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:21 in the morning here on the 17th of July, 78 degrees, going up to 101 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us
all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners. We use Judy as well. She's been in business since 1993. Great lady. And you want to get, like, you know, a total straight shooter. Yeah. Maxwell Insurance. And right. Financial.
That's right. If you're looking at fire insurance, which is giving people craziness right now, give Judy a call. Okay, we're here with Undersheriff Eric McGreen. We just talked about this program, about this new program where you can sign up online to, you know, if you have a camera in your house that's, you know, it could be a camera there, you know, when people come to your door. It could be the cameras that are looking out in your garage or on your property, maybe looking out in the street. And this is a business or your home. And if you sign up for this, if something happens in that area, they know, the police or the sheriff will know that these people have cameras and it could be of help, at which point they will contact you. They're not going to come into your house
right.
or anything like that. They're just going to say, was your camera turned on last night?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was, you know what it's about. Yeah.
And then you go review it for us.
That's right.
And you don't need to come in your home to look.
And if it doesn't look clear to you, this is the big thing, too. If it doesn't look that clear to you, I don't know how much of a help that will be. Let the police and the sheriff know, because they have software that can enhance a lot of imagery that will make it clearer. Maybe a license plate or a portion of a license plate can come up, or a better look at the people there.
Exactly. Yep. So it's a win-win.
It's a win-win for everybody, because it's a force multiplier for our law enforcement, because, as we know, we don't have enough law enforcement, especially in the county.
Especially in the county. We are... That's a good segue into the fact that if you are interested, we are hiring in every facet of the sheriff's office, especially the jail. I mean, we are in great need of correctional deputies. It's a great way to get your foot in the door. We'll pay for all the schooling. We'll send you to the classes. We'll give you the training. And then if your heart desires and you want to spread your wings and get out of the jail and possibly have a career working in patrol, there's that option as well. We have a deputy trainee program where we'll send you to the academy. We have allocated slots in every academy class. So there's my quick
okay, thank you. You know what? If you want to get into it, now let's just face it. You know, I mean, every time you talk to law enforcement, it's harder and harder to find quality people to get into the job.
It is. I was working with our county personnel, and we were looking at stats. It's been a few months ago now, but at that time we were around 2%. I think we might be a little bit higher, but just to give an example, we flew a position for correctional deputy in the jail. We had 30 people apply, RSVP, confirm their attendance, 16 showed up.
Uh-huh.
Of those 16, 8 passed the testing to get into what we call our background, where we do our background checks and, mm-hmm. and neighborhood visits and all that stuff to make sure you're a person of good moral turpitude and moral character, all the above. So of those 8, I would love to say we're going to hire all 8, but reality is we might pick up 2, 3. So when you look at that from the original to what end product, and this is probably better than most, we're looking at 10%, hopefully, a 10% success. So we have 11, currently we have 11 vacancies in the jail.
That you could fill tomorrow.
That we could fill right now.
If you had 11
qualified
people.
Yep. 11 positions right now out of 75. So that's a, you know, I don't have my calculator out, but you're looking at about a 15% vacancy. So, you know, that takes 11. You're looking at over 3,300 applicants. Are there 3,300 people in here in Shasta County that are qualified and want to come to work in the sheriff's office?
I think you're not working. I don't think you're working Henderson Open Spaces enough, man.
Wow.
You know, I think you should be down there and be looking at some of these places. Have you looked at the post office? There are a lot of people that look like they need jobs right there.
Right, yeah.
In fact, maybe they just came.
Thanks,
and they looks like they have a lot of experience in jails. Also,
they probably do.
A little bit of OJT. I love watching Sheriff McGreeny, Under Sheriff McGreeny, when I'm saying things like this. I mean, it's just his face starts getting a little redder when I. Well, you know, have you really?
There's so many things I want to say that I can't. So.
I know.
Anyway,
no.
We go down to the academies. We recruit. We have our website up. We have everything out there, but I can't emphasize enough. If you want to work, you want a career in law enforcement, you want to pursue a greater goal, this is a great, great way to get your foot in the door.
And, you know, you have pretty regular hours. You're not traveling all over the country.
Oh, yeah, regular hours and 24/7, holidays, weekends, all the above.
There you go. It's not easy.
Any hour you want to work, we're open.
Yeah. Hey, I saw. You know, I just happened to see Eric yesterday at the gas station. And we just had the Empire Recovery Center on talking about the Sobering Center.
Yes.
And they told me this has been going on since March, and they've only had 7 people go to it. Mm-hmm. Of the 7, however, 5 of them have moved on to lengthier programs.
That's great. That's
and,
good numbers.
And when I talk to you about it, share with our listeners what you told me, why it's pretty rough for the Sheriff's Department to participate in this.
Yeah, it's difficult for the county. And here's why. Let's say we get a call for a intoxicated subject creating a disturbance down in Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
And we go down there, we pick that person up. To qualify to take them to Empire Recovery, they have to be medically cleared by a paramedic or higher. So that would require us to either call an ambulance out to the remote location that we're in, which for me personally, I feel that like that's a misuse of that ambulance. If I had a loved one that was having a heart attack, having a significant medical event, I want them in a strategic location to have the quickest response.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, either we call them out or we take them to get them medically cleared, and then we take them, we drop them off, say, at this Empire Recovery Center. It's not a holding facility. It's not a custodial facility. It's a voluntary hold. And say we drop them off, and then we turn around, and that deputy goes back to his beat assignment, and say, down in Cottonwood for this illustration. And the person who's intoxicated, who's probably not making the best decisions anyway, decides they don't want to be there, or they get combative, or they get assaultive, or they walk away from the facility. Now, do we burden Reading Police Department with that call for service, or do we say, hey, it's kind of the you catch it, you clean it concept. We'll come back, drive back into town, pick that person up, and then take them to jail. So for us, the practicality, it's not the best.
It's the distance a lot that you have to do.
That's just the logistics of it all. So it's a good concept. They're doing good work, I'm sure, especially 5 out of 7.
Book.
Those are good
odds.
Those are
good odds.
Those are
there.
Real good odds.
Yeah. But
for
this
us,
is more of a local city type thing. And
it's convenient for the local police.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask the because Empire Recovery Center does not have the medical people. So they have to be cleared. The people have to be cleared that they're not a danger to themselves or to others, or that they're not going to die from overdoses and stuff. And then they take them in there, and they provide them a bed, and the next morning talk to them about their conditions and all this before they turn them loose. If they decide to leave,
I would like to, you know, it had such a big, publicity push.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was quite surprised when I heard that. I kind of thought that there was people being taken down there every night.
You know, without a lot of the, and there, I think they only have two or three beds, if I remember right.
I'm not sure.
It was very limited.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we're having to go to break here.
We got
to
go to break here.
Okay.
And
I do want to say this one thing, and then you can take us out.
I was going to get in trouble.
The Shasta, if you go to ShastaSheriff.org
right.
and go to the security registration camera and mapping, you can then register your camera.
And scram.
Our guest this morning is Under Sheriff McGraney. We'll be right back.
And it's going to be
Tom Carl to scream. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carla Linda Bott. With Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Carl and Linda Bott. And this welcome portion, back to our show.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, fully accredited chest pain center. Think about that. The top 50 in the United States. If you got a heart problem, this may be the place you want to go to. And the other thing, too, is when you're sitting in the when they throw you into the ambulance and you're heading for someplace, you can tell them where you want to go if you're conscious. I'd like to go to Shasta Regional Medical Center because I know they're going to see me right away.
Did you say ambulance?
I say ambulance.
Ambulance.
Oh, I was going to say ambu.
Ambulance.
I just thought maybe Shasta. It was a southern thing. Ambulance.
I've ridden in ambulances. I've been riding in ambulances.
I'm sorry.
In different countries. Ambulance. I can tell you the one in Croatia was a lot of fun. I wasn't sure we were all going to make it. I mean, they, you know, those lights are on and they're screaming down the street and I'm going, hey, look, I don't mind walking. Anyway.
Okay,
hey,
I have we're a question. With, okay, go ahead.
I'm here.
Do
with,
you want to?
I'd like to introduce our guest.
I was just going to say that. We're here with Sheriff, our Under-Sheriff McGreeny.
Eric McGreeny.
Yeah, do you mind if I just call you by your name, Mr. McGreeny?
That's perfect.
Under-Sheriff McGreeny. Because, you know, I know we're going to talk statistics, and we've been talking statistics, so on and so forth, but I always like to find out, how is the morale? How is the morale right now?
It's tough. It's tough, I think, in law enforcement as a whole. Just because of we are blessed here in the North State where we have a community that supports us, and we know that. And we're extremely thankful for that. But there is that anti-police sentiment that's threaded throughout the media. We see it all the time on social media. And because of that, I think that contributes part of to our reduction in recruits, people that are wanting a career in law enforcement. So that makes it tough. So that translates to lesser staff. That translates to working more, working longer hours, working overtime, which all has an impact. So it could be better. That's one of the things I wrestle with in the position that I'm in is just how to increase that morale because it's always doing more with less. So that seems to be our philosophy or our mantra lately is do more with less. And it's trying to keep the troops motivated. Letting them know that we support them, we as administration, this community, I know, supports our law enforcement. We see that with all the We Back the Blue, the recent canine fundraiser Anderson had down at the fairgrounds last weekend, huge turnout for that and lots of money raised. So this community, we're thankful for this community.
Well, you know what, is it difficult to try and get your people past the us and them type of mindset?
That's all you mean with administration, line staff?
Not necessarily that, because I know you always have that. Right. Yeah, those guys, you know, they're not out here with us.
Right.
No, I'm talking about the civilian community and officers because, yeah, frankly, most people don't understand what law enforcement officers go through every day. And so in a lot of places you'll see it becomes it's us and our little group of band of brothers here, and it's all these other people out there. Is that a problem?
You know, I don't. Maybe I'm going to be naive here. I don't see that. I mean, I can tell you just this week we were at lunch and we had people coming up. We had a small child come up, wanted to thank us, give us a high five. We get that in this community. There is the support here. So I don't feel like it's a us versus them.
Okay.
I know from working, running a jail facility that we're dealing with the same probably 8 to 10% of society. There's the remaining 90-95% of this community that are good people, really good people. So
I sit on the California Highway Patrol's Citizens Advisory Committee or board, and one of the things that they brought up one day was to teach the officers is that many times, maybe in most of the times, the only time a civilian comes in contact with a law enforcement is when you pull them over.
Mm-hmm.
And so much means, and so much rides on that, that this is maybe the only time they'll ever see an officer. And now they've been pulled over. And that, you know, and it's they called it almost it's almost like customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how you deal with them, you know, is there a pleasant, you know, yeah, you've pulled them over, but you're not making them feel like a fugitive or somebody you're going to drag
right.
out. And it was a lot of the training they were going to start, they were pushing out to the patrolmen out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd had, you know, one of the bordermen pulled over, rightfully so, as he points out. He says, but the officer was just, you know, it was like, this was not cool. And so when you do that to somebody on the board, there's only 12 of us, comes back in the head of the Highway Patrol, the commissioner's sitting there. He takes it to heart, but they talked about it.
Yeah. And I know Sheriff Tom Stanko's involved in just about
all
every organization that there
Absolutely.
Is here in the county. I try to include myself in a lot of different organizations and groups and committees, and I constantly hear how good of a job that the men and women of the Sheriff's Office do. I mean, I want to praise our people. I think we offer that higher level of service. We are a more of a full service organization. Granted, we are doing more with less, so we try to do the best we can in the time frames that we have with the calls for service, the men and women that we have serving. But when we do, we tell our people, slow down, handle that call appropriately, handle it, fulfill it, handle it right, and go on to the next one.
So, like it's your dad or your wife or somebody like that, how would you handle this?
Exactly.
Yeah. The new 1 cent sales tax was discussed for like three hours yesterday.
It was a long session yesterday.
Long session, but Joe Comente said that when he came in, this is something he was going to do, and he is a man of his word.
He is absolutely leading the charge on that.
And he is. Yeah. Now, what impact would this have if this tax, the way it's written right now, is to pass?
Right. So the way he's written it and the way I understood it yesterday and sitting through the presentation, which was well put together, was this is going to go toward – this isn't going to supplant any existing monies, any existing programs, meaning this isn't going to replace monies so that the county can save money in the general fund.
Right.
This is new monies for new positions, for new programs to hold people accountable. And it's about accountability. It's about dealing with people with mental health, with drug addiction. He uses the three gets, which cracks me up, which is the – I think it was get help, get housing, or get out of Shasta County, something similar to that. But he, it's all about, hey, we have the assistance here. If you want to participate, get into a program, better your situation.
We have the programs
here.
We
will help you.
Yeah.
But there has to be accountability for that. There has to be a fear factor that if you don't comply, then there is a consequence. Same as raising children. You know, it goes hand in hand. So, it was a good program. What it means for the Sheriff's Office is the potential for additional jail beds, deputies to staff those programs, or the staff to jail beds, whether that be a new jail facility, whether it be the transitional housing or the life center. I think it's changed names several times. He's even proposed a work camp, whether that be not something – doesn't have to be out in the woods. It could be downtown Reading, but somewhere where you have a group of men and women who are – incarcerated, but they go out and they help the community.
How about clearing up all the fallen timber and things like that?
Clearing up the brush out on county roads where county roads is limited and their staffing as well, that they can do a service to the community and hopefully at the end of the day feel good about what they've done.
Now, we're talking, when I understood when he was on, in fact, tomorrow, I believe, Stephanie Bridget and maybe Joe will be coming on. I've got to check that to talk about what was talked about yesterday. And it was a new 500-person jail. Keeping the other jail also will give us like 900 seats there.
So it's not, and this was clarified yesterday, is that a new tower of 500 beds? He's proposing 500 beds, whether that be a new facility that holds, I'm going to just throw out a number here, 200 people, and a camp that holds 100 people, and a transitional housing facility that holds another 100. He wants a total of 500 beds. Excuse me. So, however that comes to fruition, however you calculate the addition of all those facilities, but 500 new beds.
Okay. I think somebody told me once that it could be the police, it could be the sheriff, said that we've got like 300 bad guys in this town. Mm-hmm. If we take them off the streets, crime will drop dramatically, which will give you all more time to do your job with, you know.
Plus,
this gives you, another 23 sheriff staff, was that
correct?
Right?
21 deputies on the street, allocated, I think, if my numbers are right, 25 additional Reading police officers, and then it also gave money to both the cities of Shasta Lake, City of Anderson. Also, the justice system can't be whole with just incarceration. So you got to have the public defender. You have to have the district attorney, probation. All those are a vital component within the public safety group. So allocated monies for each of those as well.
And this is going to be a dedicated tax. This is not a general tax. This doesn't go into the general
right.
fund. This is going strictly for the things that are out there. It'll be written specifically in there. That's the only way the money can be spent. And then I think there was another.
It's an oversight committee of Citizens Advisory Board or auditing there, board. Or
there's going to be an auditor that they're paying over $150,000 to ensure every year that that's where the money's going to.
Correct.
I don't. You know what? The oversight board, you can – it's worth a bucket of worm spit,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it doesn't have any teeth. And if the board wants to get rid of them, they can do that.
Right.
But if you have a written, it's written that
it's
this
written
is where
and,
this yes. much money is going to go here, this much money is going to go here, and you have an auditor that says if it doesn't do that, then you've breached the election.
Correct.
Frankly.
Yeah, misappropriation of funds, however you want to look at it. I don't know the correct terminology for it, but you're right. There has to be. And I think that's the only way. The key word of this is trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's trust from the public. It's trust that this money is going to be spent appropriately where it's allocated and dedicated to go and where it's and it's going to go to where they vote it to go when this comes to the ballot. So the trust is the key component.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Undersheriff Eric McGrinney. We're talking about the 1% sales tax that's been proposed by Joe Comente. And somebody asked me yesterday how many of the Board of Supervisors would vote for that. And I'm thinking that now it's going to be interesting because in the past.
I voted 5-0 yesterday to move forward. So
there you
we'll
go.
See.
So that's what I'm thinking is that that's what I said. I don't think at this point anybody would vote no.
No.
At this point.
Now we're still in the introductory phase.
Introductory phases, right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where you can get the best haircut in the world, and it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it works on appointments. So give them a call at 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Undersheriff Eric McGrinney, Carl, and Linda Bott.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You jumped right in on a love this song. Wait, here we go.
Straight Miami Vice right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop. Yes.
Come on. There's certain things that just take you back. KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Good morning on this Wednesday. This is your talk radio. It's going to be about 100 degrees today, mostly clear tonight with our 72 overnight lows. Tomorrow calls for 99. Friday calls for 96. Saturday calls for 98. And Sunday, 99. If we know that you're going to... make sure that you got on sunblock, and if you're out there on the lake, have a great time and just make it a safe day. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. And thank you for being our weather sponsor for all these years.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show, and this is going to be a segue into my next question to Undersheriff Eric McGrinney, brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. And Northern Firearms Instruction, of course, does CCW, unarmed combat, rifle, tactical rifle, but they're getting ready to start a new program. Is you want to learn to shoot, but you don't really want to go on with that CCW. So they're starting a new program at a very, very, very good price for people to show them how to use a firearm, a handgun, safely and effectively. And from that, if you decide to go on and get your CCW, then you've gotten half of the qualification part of it done. And if you don't have a gun, but you just still want to learn, it's offer the same thing. They'll provide guns and ammo for, you know, for a slightly higher price, but this is all under $100, and this is really wow. going to be a great deal, because a lot of people just want to learn how to use a handgun, and that's all they want. They don't want to carry a CCW. So that's Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 999-1822. Undersheriff Eric McGrinney here. The amount of CCWs in the county of Shasta, I think last time it was...
We're over 10,000 now.
Over 10,000 right now. Now, not everybody carries, but do you recommend that people be able to protect themselves?
Absolutely. I mean, for a while there, I had my own. I used to teach CCW, helped do that as well. And this by no means is it a promo. I'm not doing it this time. But it, I highly encourage it. I've encouraged members of my family to do the same. I believe it's a good thing. It's a constitutional right that we have, and I think it needs to be exercised.
I think that, you know, when I would just really like to be able to see the some true statistics of how many people have used a firearm to prevent something happening, and then after it was over. Now, we teach anytime you pull that firearm, you call 911, 911, and tell them, hey, look, I just had to pull a gun.
Right.
And many times, so I don't know if they do that, but what it does is it stops something from happening.
Exactly. By carrying a firearm doesn't mean you're forcing yourself into a lethal situation
Not
in
at
every
all.
Circumstance. It doesn't put an S on your chest. It,
no.
All it does is allow you to protect yourself, your family, your loved ones. One of the things I would often teach and instruct on was you're more better suited as a witness. And all I'm at, this doesn't put an S on your chest. This is still be a witness. Be aware of your surroundings.
Environmental awareness, in fact, will keep you out of more trouble than anything.
And if you see something occur, that doesn't mean you have to take action. You're not obligated. You're not forced into a situation unless you put yourself in that situation. And what I would say is don't put yourself in that situation. Be a good witness. But in that last resort where you have to protect yourself or your family against great bodily injury, death, at least you have the tools to protect yourself.
There is nothing in the law that says you have to get into the fight unless
right.
you're protecting yourself or a loved one, you're protecting your family. And then if you decide that's something you need to do, you better be aware of everything that's going on around it.
Sure. Sometimes you're not best suited to get into to engage and get into a situation because there are so many other factors that unless you train proficiently, as you know, of being in the military, there's a lot of other factors that come into play. And if you're not training and you don't have the tools and you don't have the ability, like we have all the weapons on our belt for less lethal options, to call for backup, to call for help, you know, to get other troops there, you might get in over your head. So, again, it's a last resort, but I can't emphasize enough, be a good witness and call 911, like you already mentioned. And even if you do have to utilize that weapon, that doesn't mean necessarily you have to pull the trigger. It can
That's
be a preventative
right.
measure.
It could stop things right there.
Exactly.
That's all
stop the threat right there, and they flee, and you've done your job. You're going home to your family, and they, hopefully we'll catch them down the road.
Yeah, a less lethal does not mean a .380 caliber versus a .45. I wish that they had, you know, you see the, you know, extrapolated statistic that it's hundreds of thousands of times a year that people will use a firearm to protect themselves. It's never fired.
Right.
And it ends things. I wish that could be shown. Now, we have like 2.5 minutes left, so you want to catch us up on anything that we should be looking for besides the SCRAM program?
Yeah, we talked about the SCRAM program, and it is fire season. I think the guest, I think it was last month, talked about being prepared.
The deputy did. Yeah.
Code Red. We did that test with Code Red with our Shascom, with our communications dispatch center.
They got me twice.
Yeah, you and me both. So we had our fire in Happy Valley last Friday. We were able to activate Code Red. We set up the incident command post. We work well, again, with Cal Fire. They did a great job knocking that thing down. We had our animal regulations officers on scene right away, helping to assist animals. And we work with Haven Humane to house those animals until they can get reunited. Our deputies did an awesome job getting people evacuated, getting road closures set up so the firefighters, the heroes of fire, can get in there and do their thing. And they did it well. So it was a success. We put out the Code Red, like I said. It went out to all the residents that have registered. So I can't emphasize enough, get on, register. Get on the same website that we've already talked about for SCRAM and sign up for Code Red as well. It's a great asset.
The people don't have to worry when they give their email address that they're going to get emails, you know, that you're selling emails. It's just strictly for if something happens in your area.
Right. And I know that was a question that came in here to the studio. So the email is, again, it's just so when something happens, we can draw a box, a hypothetical box in that neighborhood and send out an email blast to all those residents. So we don't have to have someone sitting there pushing buttons and making phone calls all day long. So if we can send out that email, it's at your convenience when you open it, when you look at it, and when you have the ability to go home and look at your video surveillance. So again, it's not This isn't big government.
This isn't big government. It's a force multiplier.
Absolutely.
Because we don't have enough. And here's your way of, just think about it, if you had that camera and it saw something.
This is your way to contribute. Thank you, Eric, for being with us this morning. We really appreciate all the great information and the sheriff agency and offices coming on to update us with what's going on in the North State.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow, Stephanie Bridget, I believe, is coming on, and maybe Joe Comity will be coming with them to talk about, now that it's more fleshed out, the plan for this proposed specific tax.
And Trish Clark?
Trish Clark will be here. Oh, yeah, it's going to be an interesting day.
Excellent.
Everybody, hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.